Now there is a big exciting Matariki event going on at Phillipstown this weekend, and to talk about it right now, I have manager of the Phillipstown Community Charitable Trust, Sander Creek, in the studio. Hello.
Kia ora, Liam. How you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, well, rainy day, but we got here, so we're
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we got here, and you cycled as well, which is
you got to do
quite
your bit.
Impressive.
You got to do your bit, and also I think parking would be pretty shit at this time of day.
Nasty. Now, what do you do with your bike? Because it would rust up if you just left it out, surely.
I have this beautiful Dunger commuter bike, but it's not that much of a Dunger. It's got a belt drive, so no chain. And I don't have to worry about lube, which is...
Well, great. How convenient.
That slid sideways quickly.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even know you could get chainless bikes.
Yeah, Wow. It's the way of the future, only I bought it 10 years ago.
Oh, so. You're really ahead of the game. Gosh. Hey, now, event on Friday, lots of stuff happening. There is hangi ceremony, music, a market. Pray tell, what are we in store for?
Yeah, pretty cool actually. So Friday night, 39 Nursery Road, Phillipstown Hub. It's the old Phillipstown Primary School.
Mm.
And we are going to do a pretty cool Matariki event. There will be, as you say, a hangi. The thing that I think is really cool is we're going to have a whole group of Kaumatua come through and tell stories about what Matariki actually means.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, and now as a, what do you call it, a stale, pale, male, white man,
I
actually enjoy hearing about the stories about what Matariki actually means and what it's for.
Totally.
So there will be a Kaumatua lounge on Friday where you can pop in and hear kind of stories from the Kaumatua about what Matariki means and why we celebrate it, which is quite cool. So the course of the evening, it's 4 hours from 4 p.m. till 8 p.m. There is obviously a hangi. The blankets will get lifted after a karakia at 5 o'clock.
Cool.
And then we will be feeding 200 odd meals for free. So it's a come one, come all.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so we're trying to really kind of connect with our community and get a sense of camaraderie going in Phillipstown and Christchurch. You know, it's winter, and come together and share a bit of kai. So food, free food, there'll be market stalls, there'll be other food stalls, there's music all the way through. It might change a little bit up as the evening goes along.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
A bit more of a family kind of feel between 4 and 6, and then
totally right.
I don't know, bit more DJ kind of action a little bit towards the end.
Turns into a rave, right?
A rave that finishes at 8.
Yeah, a rave with a hangi. Now
so
there's something in there.
Yeah, no. So looking forward to it, and obviously free event. Lots of parking on the street around Phillipstown. So, yeah, it's open to everyone. So,
cool.
Come along.
Cool. Yeah. Great wee event there. And, of course, it's at the Phillipstown Community Hub, which has been raised with me a few times recently. Like, I feel like there's a bit going on there at the moment.
Yeah. It's there's a lots going on, but there's also a bit of history to it. So, it is an old school.
It's a school that
got closed down in 2012, and the community kind of felt that
I actually remember that.
It made lots of press at the time.
Yeah.
And the community rallied together because the school's the big kind of connecting point with people, right? You hear about what's going on and what some of the social issues are at the time is kind of when you're dropping your kids off at the school.
Well, that's one of the values of a school, really.
Yeah. So... Mm. Phillipstown rallied together when they closed that school, and part of that rallying together is to try and retain the site as a community hub and a community centre. So it is a pretty significant site. It's probably one of the largest sites in Christchurch from a community point of view.
Yeah, right.
And so we have filled, I guess, 8 of the classrooms of the school with other community groups and charitable organisations. So
yeah, wow. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so it's actually a hub for other organisations to do their work, as well as the hub itself doing some work and outreach work. So we've got Otatahi Creative Spaces, so focus on art. We've got Safe Connection, a group focused on supervised whānau visitation. We've got the Limited Islamic Trust on site. Cool. So they're using the site for their prayers, which is pretty cool. Purupurufitu, a health agency, Kiwi Family Trust.
Wow, there's actually heaps going on there.
There's heaps and heaps.
Oh, I didn't realise that.
Yeah, there's Te Pua Waitanga Ki Otatahi, kind of focused on wahine and kids and health and stuff. So that's kind of cool. We've got the Green Lab, we've got the Refugee Centre.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we've got lots going on.
It's like a wee village going on.
Yeah, and then on top of that, we have our own kind of community spaces. So we've got four lounges that are available for people to come. So if you wanted to have your 29th birthday party or your second birthday party or your 9th birthday party,
you can 29 years off that. God.
So space for the community to kind of come chill out. There's obviously, it's an old school, so there's lots of space.
We've
got a barbecue space, we've got a pizza oven, and it's all available. And
then, oh my God. Yeah. That's so cool. And like, obviously a great place to have an event like this.
Yeah, well the bonus of being in an old school is we've got this massive backyard.
Yeah.
Or the old school field. So most of it is a community garden. Probably one of the bigger community gardens.
Yeah, I was gonna say it would be a big one.
Yeah, it is. So everything we grow is organic. Everything we grow we give back to our community for free. So
cool,
part of the circle, trying to connect with people and make them feel that Phillipstown's a pretty good place to be.
Totally.
So the field that'll be used for the hangi. But yeah, lots of space. It's a pretty cool place to work, actually. Like,
I can believe that. Yeah.
So, and good people.
Oh my God, fantastic.
Yeah.
So that event starts 4 p.m.
4 p.m. on Friday, the 5th of July.
Yeah.
Come one, come all. It's free. There'll be free food. There'll be some food that you can buy if you don't want the free food.
Yeah.
There's music. There's some dancing. There's storytelling.
Can you get at the market? What will
there's a whole raft of things.
Yeah,
so,
right, cool.
You name it, you can get it, from plants to handmade ornaments to people buying their wares selling wares, I should say. A bit of a mixed market. So,
cool.
Yeah, community feel. Like I said, everything that we're trying to do is low cost, get people involved, and come along, meet some new people.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that sounds frigging cool, actually.
Hope to see you there.
And I'll be popping along, because it's just down. I can walk from my house, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, I'm not. Actually, we've looked this up on a map. I'm not technically P-Town.
No.
But I feel like part of P-Town.
No, P-Town has got a really defined boundary, but P-Town's actually a part of Waira Otatahi, and we feel the connection with everybody.
Yeah, so there we go.
The boundary is not just Fitzgerald Ave.
What is actually the boundary? It is Fitzgerald Ave.
Yeah, Fitzgerald Ave, Cashel Street, Ferry Road, and Aldwyns Road.
Oh, right.
So bit of a square,
weird-looking
square.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty tight boundary, but we like to stretch out. So at the hub with our community garden, we also try and do that mahi that we do in our garden in other spaces. So we take our team out and we help do community working bees at some of the parks around P-Town. Trying to stretch and pick up a little bit of work at Lancaster Park,
which
technically isn't Phillipstown.
Creeping into other people's territory.
Oh, I think, we look at spaces that we think need more people
and
a bit more life. And that old site at Lancaster Park is just a big green field.
And I reckon, so much potential there.
Yeah, so there? I reckon maybe with partnership with the council, we can do some mahi in there and get some people involved and care for that place, which would be good. Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
If people want to, like, can they follow the hub anywhere on the interwebs?
Yeah. So we are on Facebook, which is pretty old school, but probably meets the audience, I'm thinking.
A little bit, yeah.
We're not on Snapchat. We're on Facebook, and obviously the website, philipstown.org.nz Phillipstown has two L's. That's the only kicker. So website, Facebook. We're pretty old school. We're a community organisation run by good-hearted, but maybe somewhat not young people.
Absolutely,
we're
okay.
Young at heart,
and that's what matters.
Yeah, thank you.
That's so cool. Well, I mean, to our audience out there, you know, you need anything. Just pop along.
Come down.
And definitely go to the market on Friday starting at 4. Will be really cool to hear those Matariki stories, I reckon.
Yeah.
Because unlike a Christmas carol, like a Christmas tale, whatever, which has been rehashed 1,000 times. Like, these are potentially new stories.
Well, what I learned is that the hangi plays a really important role in this, that when you lift the blankets for the first time and all of the steam rises from the kai that you've been cooking,
that is
us as a people nurturing the stars and the gods and feeding their souls and their spirits so that they will look after us.
I love that. So
I actually thought it was a really cool story. So they will have this karakia when they lift the blankets and the steam rises up, feeds the stars, the Matariki stars, who will help look after us and give us a good bountiful season ahead for planting and growth and spiritual health.
That's beautiful.
So I really like it. That. Come along and listen to it. Don't hear it from me, but from some of the Kaumatua. They'll have a lounge. There'll be a warm space, you know, tea, coffee. Go and hear the story so that we can learn, right, and be better, educate ourselves.
That sounds fantastic. Let's just be better people, I think. It's these steps, though, that make us better people. I think it's great.
Yeah.
Hey, Sander, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
It's a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure to have you here. And thank you for all the work you do and putting on this event. Nothing more stressful than planning an event, so thank you very much for doing that.
It's pretty cool. Like I said, community group, lots of cool people to help out, and it's all good. We'll see you on Friday. 4 o'clock.
Bloody good. 4 o'clock. Be there or be square.
Wonderful. Thanks.